U.S. 1 in Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Knowing my mother, she was a fighter, because she could whoop real hard. And you know what I mean? I mean, she could fight death. But what she did, she got tired, and she gave up. I don't know that whole thing there, how that works there and that. So we, you know, pray, and as long as there's a fight of faith, there's a hope. Amen. Amen. Our job is to believe, and to believe for people. God is sovereign. We're not sovereign. God will tell us secrets sometimes. But unless he gives us the inside track on something, we are to believe. We're to trust God. We're to believe God and fight the good fight of faith. I don't know no other way. I don't know how to give up. Anybody else? Some of y'all don't know. I guess you know how to just give up. No. Hey, ain't no going back. Where am I going? Go to the right. He ain't there. I go to the left. He ain't there. He ain't back there. He's only ahead of me. Faith is in the now. Faith is moving now. Amen. When you get out in it, you got to stay out in it. Amen. He's provided soteria for this realm, for this life. I pray not that you take them out, but that you keep them. How many of we can be kept? The darker the world gets, the brighter our light shines. The more insulated we become. You better start thinking like that. That's how the scriptures talk. That's what the scriptures declare. To think otherwise would be to open a gate. Okay. So go to Psalm 91, one of our favorite, I'm sure one of our favorite psalms. Psalms 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me pause there for a moment. Let me focus on something here. Let's focus on the gate of your thought life. How you think. You know, there's a lot of things we can do without even thinking about it. How you doing? Oh, blessed, highly favored of the Lord. You didn't even think about that. You didn't say that with no passion. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of them, of course, that we just do because we know how to do. Amen. What are you really thinking? Amen. Have you really arrested your thoughts? Yes. Have you said something? When you arrest your thoughts and the game slows down for you, amen, now you can see you in the light of how God sees you. Amen. And some of us even here tonight need to know that God is affirming us. I'm affirmed by God. If you never like me, God has affirmed me. I love you, even if you don't like me, but I know that my Father has affirmed me. All the beatings I take and all the wrestling, all the bumps and the bruises in the spirit realm and evil spirits that try to hawk you down and block your path and talk trash to you and try to tackle you and hurt you and all that. With all that going on, God has still affirmed me. Amen. I'm still here and I'm still moving forward. I don't care how long it takes. Amen. What people think, how people criticize, what they do, who forms a weapon against me, God has affirmed me. I stand upon that. Somebody give him a praise right now because God has affirmed you. You are a child of the King. He has affirmed you. And you know what? After your friends that come from afar off have talked about you enough and seem like you've lost everything have no dignity left. All you got is your character. Amen. God gonna show up. Tell somebody, God gonna show up. And he's gonna show you that he never left you, that he never forsook you. He can fix it just like that. And you're gonna be bigger and better than you ever were than before. Because God has affirmed you. When Joseph got thrown down in that pit, he cried, but the word started trying him. Bittersweet, the word was trying him, but the word was keeping him. I said the word was trying him, but at the same time it was keeping him. Ha. That word drove him from the pit, kept him in all that temptation, all that opposition. That word kept him. How that word healed him. That word delivered him. That soteria preserved him. When he saw his brothers, wasn't an ounce of bitterness in him. He had to turn his face and go and cry. Tell somebody that word will keep you. You might go through some temporary stuff where you feel angry, where your mind messed up, attitude got bad, but tell somebody, God has affirmed me. Tell him, this too shall pass. I'm going to come out as gold. I said, somebody going to come out like pure gold. I said, you're going to come out like pure gold. Yeah, don't feel good. Don't taste good. Don't look good. That's all right. God has affirmed you. He ain't finished with you yet. He'll bring you out at the appointed time. I hear him say, I'm going to visit you. Show you everything's all right. Tell somebody, just stay on course. Don't break rank. Don't turn back. Don't give up. If you can't go forward, stand still. Let the devil know, for God I live, and for God I die. Simple as that. That's my book. Hey, hallelujah. Tell somebody, I got some help. Sometimes you got to wait for your help to come and your change come. Tell somebody, help is on the way. It ain't a matter of not being with you. It's a matter of timing. It's the right time to bring you out. It's the right time for you to be delivered. It's the right time for you to prosper. It's the right time for you to be healed. It's the right time for you to come out. It's in God's time. Somebody shout, I believe. Let me take it a little further. The word says, the time to favor you. I know I'd be prophesying to you tonight. The time to favor you has come. See, it's in the realm of the spirit, it's always time. But see, in this realm, it's governed by time. And so we go through seasons. Even though we are always blessed. If I'm in the prison, I'm still blessed. If I'm in the pit, I'm still blessed. If Potiphar's wife has lied on me, I'm still blessed. I ain't feeling blessed, but I'm still blessed. But there's coming a time where I'll come out of that. In time, I'll come out and I'll be that governor that God called me to be. But I was that governor before I got into the pit. Why? God affirmed me. Tell somebody, wear that coat of many colors. Tell them, get you a hat and some matching shoes. And if you're a lady, get you a purse to match. Wear that coat. Where are you going? On my way to the palace. I got some business with the king. Don't you dare cast away your confidence. I said, don't you dare Hold on to your confidence. There's a reward attached to it. Tell somebody, hold on to it. It's like you done threw out a line and you done caught something big. That thing trying to pull you in after it. Tell somebody, hold on. Reel that baby on in. It's going to get tired before you do. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm more than a conqueror. I always triumph. This is my portion. I go through, but I always triumph. This church has been through. We celebrating 25 years this year of going through and coming out. Going through and coming out. See, most of y'all don't know the inside stuff. The battles we had to fight for faith. The giants in the land. We go through, but we come out. We've learned how to hold on. Till the help comes. Till God changes things. Amen. Tell somebody, hold your confidence. It's a gate. Hold on to your confidence. Not self-confidence. God confidence. I don't have no confidence in me. I know me. My faith is in God. My confidence in him. He won't lie. He's immutable. What he promised has to come to pass. I want to talk a little bit about the gate of our thinking. It's a gate. How you think. The word think, a portion of that definition in the Hebrew is gate. And we are gatekeepers. The enemy, before he can ever get into your life, has to get into your thought. He can't just come and bowl you over and do stuff. No, he's got to get you in agreement with something. Got to get you to thinking a certain way. Fear. That's why Paul wrote Timothy in the midst of Ephesus and said, you've not received the spirit of fear. They was killing folk in Ephesus. Timothy was a young pastor in a city that was in an uproar. But Paul said, you've not received the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and soundness of mind. In other words, don't let fear in. It's a gate. And in that spirit realm, they recognize, just like a shark a mile away in water can sense blood. You ever out in the deep, and you want a shark to come, they have what you call chum. You know, they get fish and they grind them up, and just drop some in the water with the blood and wait a little while. They can be miles away. They'll come. There they are. Well, when you open up stuff in the spirit realm through living in fear.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.